We got it right.
The Town of Discovery Bay, the regular board meeting is now called to order. Would you all please rise and follow me in the pledge of allegiance?
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Roll call, please.
Roll call has been taken and let the record reflect, all members are present.
Nice to have everybody back. This is the time we open up for public comment. I don't have any cards, and I see one gentleman in from the public. And he's not looking up, so I'm gonna assume I can close public comments. So, consent calendar. Does anybody have any items to remove from the list?
Move approval of this consent calendar.
Second. All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. I see no presentations out of the normal, which is now goes to the OEM.
Thank you very much. All right, it's the month of June, it's got to take you to work safely, which is 3,600 days.
I have one question.
Yes.
How many days do you have to go before you have the next dinner?
A year.
One more year?
All right.
Just need to know the goal.
Year by year.
All right.
For safety, we did some confined space and training in June, and there were some town staff that had joined us on that, so it went very well. All the monthly reports were submitted on time. All wells are active. We pushed out about 111 million gallons of water in the month of June. Flushed 10 hydrants. We'll be seeing out right around here, seeing a bunch of hydrants in the next few months. Water production, we're still way below our 2013 baseline. It was around about 23% compared to 2013. Wastewater, plant's still running very well during the summer months. You can see our flows are down, and we got very high, good quality of water leaving the plant. We did have one violation of SSO where Caltrans was cutting the grass over on Highway 4, and they mowed off our pressure gauge on top of the ground there and just dropped a mower, and this motor kept going. So we did have a minor SSO there that we responded to the town pretty quickly. So
there was no fine or anything?
No, but we won't know that. It usually takes 6 months to 2 years before they even look at it. So, but the ground just soaked everything up immediately. It was hot and humid. And, so it was minimized as quickly as possible. Staff stopped doing sewer assessments. One quick on the work order. Staff continues to work hard to keep things running smoothly and keep the backlog to the very minimum. Did have a few call outs, but they were minor. Pumps kicking out, flooring levels, stuff like that, so they were minor. And then on the June, we did replace over on lift station R on Newport Drive. Lift station R, you see the open control panel, and we did install a new one, and that was all done in-house now, so that project went very well. So we'll be moving on to the next one. Very well.
I just wanted to add that Veolia's staff saved us a lot of money by doing this, and it was done very smoothly without any problems. So I just want to give a compliment to Veolia.
Thanks, Kevin. Good job. Okay, so next one will be lift station S, which is over there and by the Bible Park.
So the one in Regatta Park looks similar to the one.
No, that would be it'll be hanging on some struts. It's inside of the fence. So.
I have a quick question. You mentioned you're testing hydrants. Just from my knowledge, maybe, how many hydrants do we have in the fence? Approximately.
A bunch.
I mean, like 100 or 200?
No, there's like 500, 600, something like that. Yeah.
Pretty cool.
So we periodically go around, we flush dead ends first, and then we kind of back up and flush the hydrants. And that's just to cover some areas where there's either houses for sale or the rental properties, and the water gets kind of stagnant a bit, so we just flush them and keep them.
I think that's a number, for whatever reason, kind of needs to be on our website. That's astounding to me. I've been here for a long time. I didn't know it's 600 fire hydrants.
Well, you have to have so many per 100 feet, maybe for so many 100 feet for the fire department.
Not a fire guy.
Yeah, the hoses only go so far.
Thanks, Marty. And moving on to F1, staff.
Dana.
Good evening. Tonight, we'll be opening the public hearing to consider the Town of Discovery Bay Ravenswood Landscape Zone 9 assessment for fiscal year 1920 and the adoption of resolution number 2019-08. The engineer's report was prepared by Herwitt Engineering and presented at the board meeting on June 19th. This report provided the basis of the assessment, which was adopted by the board of directors. All documents have been posted for public review, and the notice has been properly published in the paper. Thank you.
Thank you. And I will now open for public hearing on this topic. And again, I'll say when you had your head down, we've got one public here, so I didn't see a card. You're okay, Terry. No public comment?
No.
Okay. I'll go ahead and close public comment.
Move staff recommendation.
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Item F2, discussion of possible action regarding the CSDA annual conference. Don Anaheim.
Okay, this item concerns the annual conference. This year it's in Anaheim, September 25th through September 28th. By this action, a vote of the board means that the members are authorized to attend this conference. At this conference, there's various training topics, opportunities to mingle with other board members, get the latest news, legal updates, etc. And this is one of the main events for educating board members on the latest trends.
Great, thank you. Any questions?
I have some comments maybe after public.
If there's any clarifying, okay, you'll wait. Thank you. Any other clarifying questions or any? I'll open it up to public discussion. And seeing none, I'll close public discussion and back to the board.
Yeah, I know that there's benefits to all public agencies going to educational seminars and things, but based on what I read in this year's seminar and the costs involved, I personally have some issues with it. Looking at if this board staff went for probably $10,000 to $12,000, I'm shaking my head at that. I mean, the newer board members certainly are going to get stuff out of everything they intend to. Board members that have been around a while have probably seen most of it. Certainly not in favor of kind of a golf issue, or I don't need to go see another wastewater treatment plant we have. So I'm a little twixt in between about expending the money for all board members to go, but I just got my gut feeling, we're elected to watch the money, and this is just one of those things that I'm watching. I just don't have a good feeling about. I just need to get that out of the public.
So just a question on that statement, are you saying that not everybody has to attend, or we do have new members? Or
however the board, either we go or we don't go, and board members are going to make their decision whether they want to go or not. I just, I have no problem attending these kinds of functions when they're local, the Napa or the Monterey, because the expenses are cut down a little bit. But the farther ones away, I know they rotate every year. I just have difficulty with the expense on those.
Any other comment? let me just add my perspective on this, and I mentioned to one of the board member, I have gone to many of these conferences in civilian life and to the companies, and I believe that the benefit out of it is not 100%. I don't think I've ever been to one that's 100%, but whatever the percentage is, 10, 20, 30% of value is supported also by the interaction to the other CSD organizations that show up, and there are a ton of those. There's a lot of valuable information. I've been to a couple, I think, now, and I think I walk away more knowledgeable. And there is an expense, but sometimes that expense is important, and it's I've been classified into the training and making contacts with other organizations, seeing how they work and develop. So I think there's a benefit. And I understand what you're saying, that sometimes feels like you don't get the benefit, but I would hate to be the standalone organization or town that stays away from and misses that interaction. Any other comment?
I'm the staff recommendation.
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed?
Aye. All those opposed?
Got to wait for it.
Motion carries. Three, discussion possible action regarding the concrete phase of the community center dock park.
Brian?
Yep. Good evening. We're in the process of renovating the existing dock park at the community center, and we're at the point where we need to remove the existing concrete walkway due to cracking, movements, uneven surface, and we're going to re-pour a new concrete walkway. We're adding a couple borders to the old basketball court and another walkway at the north end of it, and then we're adding an entryway at the large dock park gate to tie into the new walkway, and that's for all-around use, so we can open the park year-round and not have the problems that we've had in the past. So I've set it up a bid, had three bidders come by. The low bidder was Abacus Concrete at $23,000, and I'm seeking contract.
Questions?
Question. What's the timing on the project?
The timing on it, we started in June, and we hope to finish ahead of schedule, but I scheduled it out for 6 month progress, so we're looking at finishing up in November, but I'd like to try to finish it before I exit.
So the I can understand the entrance area, so there was a lot of discussion, mud, water, drainage, slopage, all that.
Correct.
So the remainder of that is to put some walkways for the dog owners to walk around so they didn't have to get onto the grass area, litter kind of things. That
the existing walkway that's there, we're going to remove that, and part of that is outside of the dog park. There's a curved walkway that you approach, and it's got some areas that are kind of safety issues. So it starts outside, works all the way into the dog park, and kind of perimeters the basketball court that is no longer there.
Okay, well, now that brings up another question. I know that I'm out here by the picnic area because there's a walkway that goes from the barbecue pit kind of back around over to the dog park, and then I know there's some raised areas over there. Are we going to address any of that?
There's one left, and we can address it. Can have the contractor take a look at that and give us an additional price.
I don't like change orders. That's just writing a check to heaven. But
well, it would actually be out of probably the community center funds, landscape funds.
Oh, regardless of where the money comes from, when we ask, we give a contract and we ask the guy to do some change orders, the price for that little component quadruples what it should be, so maybe we don't want to do that. I'm just asking.
Yeah,
I don't know how the rest of the board.
No, that's good. And you clarify that. That's good. Thank you. Any other further questions?
Well, I know, I think it's a great idea what Bill brought up. I mean, at the same time, I know there's some cracks.
Excuse me. I was clarifying the question. I'll open to the public and we get into the discussion. Thank you. Thank you, Brian.
Okay.
I'll open it up to public comment. Seeing no public comment. Now I'll bring it back. Go ahead.
I was just going to say, Bill brought up a good point, Director Pease did. Because I know there's also some cracked areas at the double gates over here coming in. There's some pretty substantial, so I thought maybe at the same time might be a good idea to do everything at once. It's cheaper than tapping it later.
Well, you're looking at approximately $20 a square foot to remove and replace concrete, and it's really not part of the dog park project. So this would be either a separate project with a different budget, because that's quite a large area you're probably looking at.
Can I make a suggestion?
You could be looking at $5,000.
Can I make a suggestion, and that is that obviously there are some areas that we have some board members that are concerned about. Brian, why don't you just do an audit of some of the areas and then bring it to committee and we'll discuss it in the Park and Rec Committee?
Yeah, a lot of the issues we're having with concrete breaking up is the events that are being held at the community center. We're allowing heavy vehicles coming in and out, and that's creating damage to concrete. So at some point, we should probably discuss how we're going to let people access the facility, because some of our events don't generate revenue for the community center, and yet they cause damage to it.
I agree with Kevin's comment, but probably think what we could do is to make sure that it gets on the Park and Rec list of items to look at and down the road, whenever we could look at those.
Right, and I say, Brian, do an audit, and the Park and Rec Committee can just do a little field trip, which is all 50 feet, and go look at these things and get a good idea what we're talking about, evaluate it, and then get a cost and bring it back to the board.
That's great. So we'll treat that as a separate action item. So.
Carol is already aware to put that on the next Park and Rec agenda.
Perfect. Do I hear a motion on item F3?
Move staff recommendation.
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. G1. G1 and 2, actually, director's reports. Special District Leadership Academy, Director Duca.
Yeah, last weekend, the town manager and myself went up to Napa and attended the Leadership Academy. There were several breakout sessions that I attended. It was actually a very informative past couple days. Definitely got some good information on how to be a better director and be a better partner on the committees. It was very refreshing based on listening to the other special districts that were asking various questions. How well organized and how well our staff has our CSD program, because there was a lot of dysfunctionality that other special districts had. So I walked away with a very positive outlook on where we stand and direction and the rest of the board members I get to sit with. So it was very informative for me.
Good. Thank you very much. And for the CCSDA, Director Lee.
Yes, I attended the, it was a joint meeting of the Alameda and Contra Costa County Special Districts Associations. It was probably 55, 60 people there. It was well attended. Two topics of kind of interest to the board would be some legislative issues from CSDA. One was regarding AB 1486 with regard to disposing of surplus property. That doesn't affect this district so much, but in our dealings with other people who obtain surplus property, it could be an issue. Also discussed impact fees, again, not a real significant issue for this district, and also the constitutional amendment that's being proposed with regard to general obligation bonds, including approval of 50% plus one. Then the bulk of the discussion was regarding this upcoming census, and Supervisor Burgess was there representing Contra Costa County, basically describing the importance of the census, what will come out of the census, why it's important for people to answer those nine questions. There was quite a bit of discussion about each of the questions, but I think all in all, people realize that a lot of decisions will be made based on the conclusions and the data that's derived from the census itself. So it was important.
Thank you. Moving on.
Yes, Mr. Director. I just want to acknowledge again our staff, and Sue's not here tonight, but I want to acknowledge our staff in the public. And this goes to the point of what it means to collaborate and work together with other districts throughout the state, such as we do at these conventions. But our little no wipes in the pipes campaign that Sue really developed with four of our partners out here in Contra Costa County made the magazine. It talks descriptively about how we split the costs, how we cut costs in advertising, and I just think it's a kudos to the district that we should acknowledge that it made print, and I think that's awesome. What job well done. Make sure Sue hears that.
I will. She worked very hard, and it was actually her idea, so yeah, it was a great experience.
Okay.
I have more to come on that.
And it's great to share it with other districts.
Yes. Thank you, Director Gray, for highlighting that. That's good. I see no manager's report.
Well, I would like to invite one of our managers, Brian, to come up to maybe make a little announcement official here at the board, or you can choose not to. Up to you at this time.
Okay.
Okay.
My wife retired in July and moved up to Tuolumne County, and I had really, my intentions were to stay here through next April, but because of other things that are going on with my mother, I'm going to be leaving the town a little bit earlier. So my end date is September 13th, Friday.
Do we have an opportunity to not take staff recommendation on that?
I don't think it's a staff's choice at this point. He's made it very clear. We're obviously going to miss him. We've already started the
Thank
recruitment.
You.
Yeah, I and, wanted to give you enough notice to hopefully pick someone up before I leave.
Hope everything goes well for you, and thanks for all your hard, diligent work. I see you out there with your orange vest and your hard hat on all the time. Appreciate you leading.
There's a lot to do here. We keep moving.
And I'm sure a lot for you to do once you move.
Yeah, pretty much the movie's done. I'm living in a house for just a bed.
Two Fridays and 39.
Thank you for what
you've done.
Thank you, staff. Okay, moving on to I-1, General Manager Report.
Two issues. One, the electronic signboard is in place, and we're now waiting for Xfinity to receive a special order secure wireless network device. Apparently, the fact that we needed to be on a secure network caused a little bit of a delay. So this it's a specialty item that's on order. Once that comes in and installed, we should be up and running. And then landscaping ideas will be considered at the next Park and Rec Committee meeting as well.
Good.
Pool design. Terracon is in the process of completing the design development set. There's some little nuances that need to be taken care of on it, but they're close to completing that portion. From there, they will design the equipment piping, then the construction details and specifications. I've asked when they believe the design documents will be ready for submittal for agency review, and they said August. That's my report.
Okay. Can you help us understand on the August? We won't have that back. So a major discussion with the board or a discussion to make decisions would not come before that, would it? Are you aware of that?
Well, I hope to make a progress report to the board, and I may have them come in here and do show the design sets that they would be submitting to the county agencies for review, just to update the board.
Okay, perfect.
Well, is that going to go to the Park and Rec Commission and let them think about it a little bit and go back and then bring it to the board, or just the whole thing will come to the board at once?
Well, if we can do this right, maybe we can have it at the Park and Rec Commission and then from there bring it to the full board since we're having the meetings on the same day.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know. If Park and Rec looked at it and they had some thoughts or comments, I guess they wouldn't send it back without having the board talk about sending it back.
Yeah, I don't know if that's actually necessary.
All right.
My real concern is that we still won't know what the project's going to entail even after we move that along, because it still has to go to the government agencies to be looked at and commented on and told what we need to do to move on further. So the sooner the better.
Okay, so for staff clarity, Is this something just for Park and Rec? Something, just bring it to the board?
Park and Rec.
Yes.
Happy with the process, bring it straight to the board. Let's move it on to town.
Very good, Dan.
Okay.
Thank you. Item J, 1 through 5, is correspondence. It's a reference only. Go moving on to K, future agenda items. Hearing none from the board. I would like to have an update, if we could, on the box that Caltrans has put in out in the front on Highway 4 by Discovery Bay Boulevard. I know you chuckled, but, and I know a lot of, this is one item that I have received the most comments from the residents. Some laughing and some looking at it saying, it might help, with a big question mark. I would love to at least get an update to see if you could work with, we're going to have an update from CHP. See if, I know they're out there, I see them every so often, at least once or twice a week, giving tickets out for people running down that lane. Is it improving? Is it not? And maybe an update for why Caltrans has done what they've done and what they expect to get out of it.
What do you refer to?
The box that they put out on the intersection to stop the drivers coming in from the Stockton area at 70 miles an hour in the right lane. Remember that issue?
The box dot.
Yeah, but I don't know what you mean by box, but a little.
The bottom dots.
BOT.
Oh, that's the technical name.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
So just an update, and I'm not trying to put staff on them, just where do we stand with that? Maybe explain a little bit, and I think the public would be interested to hear.
Yeah, along that same line is, would be the license plate reader cameras, whether we resolve those issues with Caltrans to be able to install them. Last meeting, I missed the last meeting, I've been gone for a while. I thought it put a little bit of pressure on the Sheriff's Department to push through Caltrans, so I don't know where we are now.
And no more? Okay, then we'll move on to item L, meeting adjourned.